Sandy Gross and Leah Bush are in the studio with me tonight, and we're going to talk about glass, beautiful glass, actually, and the art of working with glass at Brazee Studios, along with the other exciting offerings that are going on there. One of their newest adventures is a book titled Toast to Counting, and there's a whole series that they're going to be working on, Toast to Baby. Welcome, Sandy.
Hi, Barbara.
Welcome, Leah.
Hi.
Sandy, I think it's fair to say that Brazee Studios is a dream that you made happen, and it's a wonderful combination of your background as a Montessori educator and as a fine arts major. You've got your master's in fine arts. I also think of it as your passion. So tell us what drew you to glass and how Brazee Studios came about.
I found glass when I was in graduate school. It seemed to be the perfect material for the body of work that I was working on. I just kept working with it and working with it and fell in love with it and its transformative powers that it seems to have while it's in the kiln. And it transformed me.
Be a little specific for those of us who are novices, because this is not about glass blowing, although that takes place there, but this is kiln-fired work with glass, yes?
It's called kiln forming, and it's when we put glass in a kiln and program a kiln to go up to certain temperatures and then cool it at its appropriate rate so the glass then comes out strong as well as fired to the desired effect that you want it to be.
And what have you done to that glass before it went in the kiln?
You can use it in all different forms and put it in molds, or for this book we're about to talk about, Toast, we actually made a toast-formed mold that we put the glass in before we put it in the kiln.
Leah, as it happens, you were a Montessori kid.
Yes, I was.
And you ultimately went on to get your master's in fine arts at the Art Institute of Chicago. So you have this wonderful, similar background to Sandy. And you have this wonderful collaboration. What's your role at the studios? And tell us a little bit about the classes that go on there, if you would, please.
Yeah, my role is broad and exciting. I think of myself as like the umbrella of a lot of moving parts. And the classes are broad-reaching also. So we've got a couple things happening at Brazee. There's a gallery. There are about 25 artist studios. And then in the School of Glass, we teach classes in kiln forming and glass casting. Also lamp working, which is kind of like bead making. And then our new addition is a hot shop where we teach glass blowing and hot casting. So that's a new exciting wing of our School of Glass.
Talk a little bit about when classes are given and for whom, if you would, please.
We have classes. We try to put them at all different times of day to catch working people as well as students or families. So we have simple introductory classes. We call them make and bakes, where they're kind of a short, give you a taste of what working in with kiln form glass might be. And then we have more comprehensive classes that might delve a little deeper into a certain technique or might draw some artists working in a different medium that want to kind of expand their own toolbox. And then we try to do classes Tuesday nights. We have a long series. During the day, we do more comprehensives. And then we have a big family open house Saturday class that we do that's really popular. It's a good way to kind of get in and see if you like it.
So let's go on to Toast to Baby, specifically Toast to Counting. How did this come about, Sandy?
Well, Leah and I, who have worked together for 15 years now, probably 16.
I know, that's
coming
crazy.
We used to have a lot more free moments than we do now, but going to thrift stores and seeing what we can find. And one day, we found a toaster. And it sat in the studio for about a year. And it was a toaster that reminded me of my mother because it had daisies on it. And I said, you know, we should really cast some glass toast. And we're like, oh, wouldn't that be an interesting idea? And kind of put it aside. There was a call to entry to the Art of Food at the Carnegie. And so Leah and I were like, oh, maybe we'll do this toast glass thing. We scribbled on a piece of paper with no pictures. And we submitted it. And Leah, what happened?
And we got in. And now maybe 300 pieces of glass toast later. I think we've done the show twice now. We're scheduled to do it again this year coming up. So it'll be in March. But it's really been kind of the deadline that we've needed to get a lot of it done. But the book itself was inspired by the artwork. I think for both of us, it's something that is not our own personal work. And it's not our classes. So it's kind of this interesting third category. And it's all fun. We do it on our free time, and we'll keep doing it until it's not fun anymore.
Give us a little bit more description of what's in the book, because this is a visual book for very young children, but there's a method to the madness in it, certainly. So we start out with a piece of toast, and then what happens?
Well, then when we add two eggs and those become the eyes. And all of the pieces are cast in glass, and they look just like the eggs or the peanut butter or the butter. And so our friend, our little toast friend, gets his face built with various things that one might put onto toast. And then at the end, actually, we casted all the letters in glass as well for all the words at the end and describe how this toast came to be in by counting 1 through 5.
Which is what makes up the face then, the parts of the face that come together for those numbers. Are you on to the next project? Do you know what the next book will be?
We're going to continue with a concept. So I think the next one we're doing is shapes and colors.
I want you to tell us a little bit about the building that you're in, because that was a special project in itself.
It was the Oakley Tool and Die Company, and it was an old factory that had many different lives, but it was sort of had about 6 or 7 lives when I found it. But it was for sale for over a year. It's in Oakley. It's on an acre of land, which I couldn't believe that there was an acre of land left in Oakley. We basically just kept the building intact and just put some windows in it and added some solar panels to the roof and added a garden. And it just recently was LEED certified silver in Cincinnati. So we're pretty proud of it, and has bees that live there now. So.
Congratulations. That's another work of love. I want to thank you both for joining us tonight and continued success at Brazy Studios. Lots of wonderful things going on there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Sandy Gross and Leah Bush, both of whom are glass artists. We've been talking about the interesting classes that are offered at Brazy Studios right here in Oakley. They have a holiday sale that will begin November 3rd and go through January 3rd. They've taken their Otter Street to yet another venture in their book series for young children titled Toast to Baby, and Toast to Counting is the current book. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.